I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon, Amazing FBAers, and today I'm going to take you back to school. Not really for very long. I just wanted to show you this, and excuse the traffic noise behind this, it's a spontaneous one. There's a school here, a bit like Grange Hill, for those of you who, like me, remember back to the 80s, there's a famous school programme, Grange Hill, and set in a tough inner London school, and you know, it was quite entertaining, but it was a little bit scary as well. And this school basically is a place that I used to work until about 6 months ago now. And I was just coming past it to drop my partner off to do some work down this area. And it just struck me, you know what, I haven't been in this place in order to work here for 6 months. And for those of you who've been following my journey for long enough, you can see here, I can't really go very close because I have a security guard, because it's that kind of school that needs a security guard on the gate, right? It tells you something about it in itself. So, why am I talking about this school? Well, if you've been following the podcast for long enough, you'll have seen a video that I did from within that very walls of that school, stuck in a little airless cubicle, desperate to get out of the job that I just hated. And Amazing FBA and Amazon and the whole online selling world have enabled me to escape from that. And as you'll see from looking around, if I showed you any more of this area, which I'm not sure that I want to do really, quite a lot of the area is quite nice, but the school itself, I was just working with people who didn't appreciate me, and for really quite a low fee, and it was just joyless work, and I've been able to get out of it. Now, for a lot of people who do Amazon FBA selling, that is a dream, that is a goal. I just want to point something else out, but it's now September 2016. I started working at that school in September 2014, and it wasn't really until 6 months ago, so about a year and a half in, that I was able to leave. And that's after starting my Amazon business back. I sort of worked at it in really from about May 2014. I had an awful lot of things on, and it really took until December 2014, which is a shockingly long time, to get inventory in and to get launched. So why I'm saying this is because a lot of people want to leave their day job, and that's totally understandable, and that was one of my motivations as well. And I'm glad to say that to the extent that I want to, I have. I still do a bit of music work, but I work with people who want to work with me. I want to work with them, and they appreciate what I do, and I enjoy working with them. And if I don't like them, I just won't work with them. I have the luxury of that choice now. And if I don't think they have any talent or work ethic, I won't work with them. And by the way, the same is true for my work with Amazing FBA. If I have mentees apply or people apply for a mastermind, I don't think they are going to cut the mustard, and or they're just not going to be enjoyable to work with, or they won't get enough from working with me to merit the money that I charge. I just don't work with them, and I have that choice. So it's not just about sitting on a beach in Bali or whatever you dream of, but I think sometimes it's about having a choice in life and about doing the things that you're passionate about, even on the journey to hopefully getting some good wealth behind you. But I just wanted to point out that although I have achieved that, it doesn't happen overnight. Some people seem to promise the fact that it's going to be quick and easy and risk-free, and I want to say again, no, these are not realities. However, I also want to say that if you work at it hard and you are prepared to take some calculated risk and you have a serious bit of capital behind you, then that can become a reality. Now, you know, I'm just trying to calculate how long it's taken me really from start to finish, from starting the business or wanting to start to be able to leave most of the work that you know, I've had as a day job, if you like, and all of the work that I dislike. That's taken pretty much 2.5 years or something from start to finish. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take you that long or that it should take that long. I was pretty inefficient, made a lot of mistakes, partly because of the training I had, although in some ways it was very thorough in things about, say, Chinese suppliers and freight. There was almost nothing. Now, most training out there is much improved in that way now. There's quite a lot that could be improved. What I do find about the training out there is still there's an unrealistic expectation on it. So I would say two things. This little episode should encourage you that this is a little real-life anecdote. Number one, yes, you can quit your day job. Number two, accept that you got less certainty. You know, a bank if you're looking for a mortgage or something, is going to be a lot less happy with you running an Amazon-based business or any kind of online business, or, and for that matter, any business of your own, compared to you having a solid job or even a freelance income, which is what I had before. It was a mixture of kind of employment. So that's the first thing. Accept that you're going to go into a realm of uncertainty. You've got to be up for that. You've got to enjoy that. You've got to ride that wave. And some people that suits and some people it doesn't. And if it's not you, that's fine. Don't feel like you should artificially become some kind of entrepreneurial hero just because it's fashionable. I think that just doesn't make sense. There's too much at stake. Do it because it's right for you. The other thing to say, though, is if you really do want to give up the day job and work as an entrepreneur, it can be done. Just allow plenty of time and plenty of capital. So I would say, ironically, don't give up the day job too early. One of the things I look for now when I'm working with a mentee is the fact that they are going to have a source of cash flow for quite a considerable time that is independent from Amazon. Why is that? Because it's an inventory-based business, and that means it's capital intensive, which is a fancy way of saying you need plenty of money to start it. Now, it doesn't mean that's the only way to make money online, and doesn't mean it's the only way to make money on Amazon. There's retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, and there's wholesaling. Those are methods that I have not myself used. I've focused on FBA myself and private labeling, and that is what I know about, and that's therefore what I train people in. I'm not going to try and teach what I can't do. But, it's falling off the pavement here. Nevertheless, there is more than one way to skin a cat. And if you don't have a lot of capital up front, again, I would just like to emphasize, don't give up the day job, because that's a source of cash and capital to invest. And don't give up other sources of income. And don't give up on Amazon either. Just learn the ropes by doing wholesale or online arbitrage. I'm not the person who can train you about that, but there are people who are pretty good at doing that. And there are a couple that I'm considering, in fact, a couple that I've signed up for training for because it was very affordable, and I will look into that in detail. And if it turns out from, you know, detailed use of it to be really, really good, then I'll report back. But suffice it to say, there are plenty of trainings around for online arbitrage or retail arbitrage. I think online arbitrage, if you're UK-based, is more realistic from what I understand from my friends who do it. Retail arbitrage, as in finding something in Walmart and then selling it on Amazon, I understand in the US is still a viable option, although harder than it used to be. So don't give up the day job too early. Don't give up on Amazon, though, if you don't have the capital. The solution is keep the day job, get your feet wet with retail arbitrage or whatever. If you do have enough capital, then get cracking, keep your other sources of income, build it in conjunction with the day job, and step away from the day job only when, number one, there's enough income and it's solid enough, and number two, if you're prepared to take risks. But if you are, then my friends, welcome to the world of being an internet entrepreneur. Speak to you soon. Got a very quick thing to talk to you about that I'm offering. If it doesn't interest you, this will be over in 2 minutes, I promise. So basically, I am here to talk about the London Mastermind, which I just started running in September. We've had our first meeting. It was fantastically useful. So here are 7 reasons why you might consider joining it. If you're not a UK-based, then you can just fast forward 2 minutes because this is not going to be relevant for you. I just want to be clear right now. If you're UK-based, thanks for sticking with me. 7 reasons to join. Number one, isolation's a dream killer, right? I don't think anybody should be just trying to go into business purely on their own, because they will get depressed and demotivated and quit. Why a physical meeting? Very simple. We all spend too much time online. It's isolating. It's bad for you. Again, you know, we are human creatures. We are social animals. We are evolved to meet other people physically. Why a mastermind then, not just a big meeting? Well, a big meeting's inspiring. Sometimes the content can be great, but it's not specific to you and your business. The mastermind has a 20-minute slot allocated to every single member as a minimum to spend focused entirely on brainstorming how to solve your business problems. Not ones you had last month, not ones you're going to have 6 months down the line, right now. And there is nothing more powerful than that. Other reasons, you can't be open in a big group, let alone in a Facebook group. We have non-disclosure and non-compete agreements, so you're safe if you want to go into great detail about your product. Up to you, of course, but you can be safe to be open. There's follow through on you and your personal business and where you're at. And if you set goals, we are certainly going to be able to hold you accountable. If that's something you want, it's up to you, but I advise you to do that. It's great for networking to go to a big meeting, but there's no way you can get to know somebody in depth. In a small meeting, you can really take the measure of somebody. And actually, I've recently, because I practice what I preach here, I've recently been in a member mastermind that I've been a member of,
found a business partner. We got to know each other and trust each other. And we've now gotten into business and it's going great. And I'm so glad that I met him. But there would be no way I could do that in a large anonymous group, let alone online. And lastly, on a large group, you get a lot of cheerful time wasters. This is vetted by application only, action takers only. So if that interests you, you want to find out more, go up to www.amazingfba.com/mastermind and you can apply there. Just click on apply here links. Or if you want to email me about it, michael@amazingfba.com. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few. Then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.